everyone. It's Angela with the podcast Refocus with Angela Stevens. I just wanted to send a short note to everyone that might be finding themselves working from home. You might normally work from home, or this might be really new to you. I know that we're all going through a transition and trying to understand more of this epidemic of what's really happening. And I'm sure there's some uncertainty, but I do want to leave you with this. My favorite saying ever is, what I fear, I create. And I know that there may be things that are happening, but if we let our mind take course, then it becomes worse because then we have a ton of anxiety on us. So for all of you that have found yourself working from home, I've done that for years. I've had people that have worked for me remotely that worked from home. I've placed people with our search firm that have worked from home. And I know a lot of tips and tricks that maybe you might find helpful because not only you're home, but probably your family is at home as well. So this four-part series is going to cover a lot of things. I hope you find this is helpful. Our hearts go out to everyone. Be safe, be healthy, and much love to you all. This is Angela Stevens, and I'm with the podcast Refocus with Angela Stevens. And today's episode is called Dogs at Doorbells, Kids and Spouses. And the reason for that is because for many years, I've worked in an office and I've also worked from home. I've also placed a lot of executives with my other search firm where I've placed executives working remotely, and even periodically, they would have to work at home. And many of them have come back to me and asked for advice and just information. So this is literally information that I've learned over the years that I just want to share with you as you may be going through a period of having to work from home, even with kids. So let's break this down. All right, let's start with dogs. So I am allergic to pets. So I kind of got lucky on that one when I had to work at home. But when you have a cat, they're pretty good. Dogs sometimes bark. And if it's up to you, and you have to really measure your client base. If they're cool with having, you know, barking dogs in the background, fine, no big deal. I know we have a couple of people that work for us, and their job does not tell them to be working where they're, you know, doing sales calls or projecting that image. So we're really lax about it. However, your employer may not be. So when you are at work, really define those times that you're going to be working. And if that means, you know, take the dog, put them in the backyard, or put them in a pen, or feed them at that time, or maybe, you know, that's the time that they take their naps, or whatever they may do, or get them even an extra toy. Just really work around your schedule and how you've really got to work with your dogs because you love your dog and you want to have them a part of you. However, your employer may not want them to be a part of your working day when you are on calls with clients, or especially video calls. I've actually had a couple of interviews where I set them up with clients and they would have a dog barking in the background and I would have that mentioned to me. And even if they're an anxiety dog, you know, I get that completely. Just time that out to maybe where they're more quiet at certain times of the day. And again, I'm no expert with dogs or anything because I've been allergic. I wish I could have got my son a dog for many, many years. And so I just want to share that with you. It's what I've seen from other people. It's what I've heard and what I've learned. So I'll go on to something that I know more about. And that next one is doorbells. So if, you know, you get a lot of packages at your location, or if you have your neighbors coming over or salespeople that come over, you could be in the middle of a great pitch, or maybe you're an on-air personality and you're trying to, you know, be on air at that time or do something that you really, you know, your presence on video is very important. This is my biggest secret of all, and I want to share it with all of you. I used to put signs on the door where I would write them on a piece of paper. I'd even use yellow and mark them with black ink. One of the best things that you can do is if you think about the last time that you got your oil changed and they put a film over your windshield to remind you of the next time that you need to get your oil changed, something like that. If you go, there's many companies that do this. We have gotten ours from signs.com in the past, but but many do this. But you can, they will know exactly what you're talking about. It's an adhesive type of sign. And you can do 8x10. You want to make it really bright though, so that the UPS or USPS or FedEx person knows exactly what you're doing. We actually did a smaller one recently where we would put that over where you ring the doorbell. And that took care of itself. And you don't want to keep it up there all the time. So you want to take it off and make sure you put it back on the backing. And they will wear out in time. I would suggest ordering several of those to get you by at this time. But again, it took me years to figure that out. I had thought about different signs, different ways of doing that. But honestly, putting it right on the door, and I had a glass door. So that was really important that it did not stick. Or if you use tape, you don't want it to stick on there. It's just a nuisance more than anything. So I hope that helps you. I actually built a home one time, and you can have a doorbell where you turn it off and turn it on. The only cautionary part about that, I will tell you, is in an emergency, if someone is trying to reach you, they can't get a hold of you, and they come over to your home, if they ring that doorbell, they will not be able, you'll not be able to hear it. So always remember to turn that switch back on when you're done working. So that's a little bit about that. Another thing I'm really familiar with is kids. So I'm going to break this down a little bit. Again, I mentioned this the last time, but this is such an opportunity for you to share that this is an experience of sharing to your child what you do for a living. They may understand or they may not understand, but love them through this time because they will be gone eventually. And I know that because my son is in college and he'll be coming home soon. However, I'll get to that in a moment. But if they're little, really time it around where if they have their nap time or that, you know, they have their arts and crafts time or, you know, whatever they need. But if they need attention, really try to stop what you're doing and attend to them and hug them back and say, I really appreciate you helping mom or dad through this. But I got to get through this call with your help. Would you mind helping me by, you know, reading that book while I'm on that call? That seems to help. Something I mentioned last time that I really love is, you know, if you can set up a little desk near you and buy them office supplies and say, this is going to be your little office next to me. And I really think they will be so appreciative of that. And they will see you in a different light and you will see them in a different light. And you will teach them that there are many people that work from home and this is what they do. So that's the younger age. When they are older and let's say they are in middle school, you know, they may want to have friends over. They may want to be on the TV, watching TV. They may want to be making calls. They actually may want to play their music, especially in high school, which my son did. And he had really loud speakers. And so what we had an agreement and he would always check to say, hey, do you have a conference call? Are you going to be on the call in the next 30 minutes or whatever? And if I wasn't, I would tell him and he would blare his speakers and it was fine. You have to kind of work with them. So, and if they're in college, really say, look, work on that online class or do your homework or whatever it is. And then, you know, hang out with them for a while and see what they're working on, see what they're doing. This is, again, really an opportunity for you to see what they're doing and for them to see what you're doing. Because let's say if you're working in an office and they're in school, there may be times that you never see what they do and they may never see what you do. So again, this is an opportunity to open their eyes and let them see what you do. So keep that in mind. The last thing, spouses, I do know what that's about. You actually may work at home with your spouse. Again, it's called communication. Get counseling if you need it. However, if they love you and they know what you do and they know that you need your space, really set up those times to say, hey, this is how I work. How are you going to work? And how can I help you? And if they're going to go mail something and you've got stuff to be mailed, maybe they will be kind enough to take it for you or vice versa. Or let's say you have a day that you're not so busy and they are really behind the gun. Maybe you say, hey, can I help you with that? Or is there anything I can do? Or maybe you just take a proactive note and maybe you fix dinner that evening or something, but work together. And again, your husband or a wife will see you in a different light, maybe that they've never seen you before. Again, same thing. If they don't work at home and you do, they're at the office. This is a big, big thing. And this goes along with family. If they're calling you and they're keeping you on the phone, and let's say they keep you on the phone for 30 minutes, and then your parent calls, and then your friend calls, and then your child calls, you've got 3 or 4 hours there that's almost half your day, and that's gone. You've really got to tone that out, make a schedule, stick to it, make that list, and really be on top of your schedule so that this time does not impact your work. Because again, your employer, if you are being able to work at home right now, they're going to expect you to work. Many times I know people that will work from home and I will see them out in the yard all day long. And I'm thinking, that's awesome. I wonder if they do that all the time, right? So again, it's very, very, very hard to separate home and work, especially if you work in your home. So again, keep that designated area. Like I said last time, if you're fortunate enough to have your own office, that's terrific. If not, carve that space out. And also go get those office supplies that you need. Really think about, make a list of what you need. And I'll go through that in my next snippet of this whole series. But I have some favorites that I think you're going to really like. You may have not thought of them before, but again, you're talking to somebody that's done this for 25 plus years. So I'm just giving you what I know. And I hope this is helpful. I hope you have an amazing week and stay safe. Love your family and put your priorities first, whatever that might be, and try to fit everyone in, but make it make sense for you and working from home so that you can continue to work from home if you choose to or when you need to. So have a great day. Again, this episode is sponsored by Refocus the Creative Office. We have lots of products that can help you when you're working from home. The website is refocus.com. So timetorefocus.com. My email is Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at timetorefocus.com. If you have any questions or any subjects you want me to talk on that I might not be thinking of, I'd love to go through those on the air as well. So send those to me. In the meantime, I look forward to answering some of your questions and giving you more advice next time. Talk to you soon. Much love to all of you.